Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. I am Oliver Mojica, the Planning Division Manager and Chair of the committee. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers from Land Development.
Robert Spoda, Public Works Engineering.
Hernando Padanco, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Lindbergh, Water Department Engineering.
James Lynn, Environmental Control.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Colonia Myers, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Peter Bashar, Land Division.
Stephanie Sanchez, Secretary.
Dr. Trill, Fire.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works, Integrated Solid Waste.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for attending. For those of you that are new to the DERC meetings, we will go through by departments, and we'll provide you with our comments, conditions of approval. You don't need to take copious notes because you will get copies of things that they will share with you, and then there will be an opportunity to speak with your case planner afterwards if you have questions specifically to them. Of course, you can ask questions at this time as well when your item is up. With that, Polonia, would you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Yes, hi, good morning. The project is a conditional use permit 1818, and it's a request to allow the conversion of an existing building containing approximately 1,741 square feet to a daycare facility, along with minor on-site improvements on a project of approximately 0.32 acres. The address is 1400 North D Street. The zone is commercial office. The environmental determination, it will be categorically exempt, and it's in ward number 4, and my recommendation is to move the project forward to the Planning Commission. And I have just general pending comments still to address by the applicant.
Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Thank you. So it's my understanding that there are a few little outstanding items that we need to resolve. Our next Planning Commission meeting would be scheduled on the 11th of December. Is that right?
Planning Commission, yes.
And so in order to make that date, we would need to have those items submitted and cleared through Polonia probably within the next couple of weeks so that we could advertise it and send a public hearing notices. Otherwise, we'd have to wait until like the January 8th meeting. So we'd like to move this along. So a team effort here. We'll move it along. Anything else to add, Polonia?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes, I'll pass those down. Basically, it's an existing building, obviously. Accessibility needs to be upgraded, which you may have already known.
Correct, yeah.
And those plans need to include what you're proposing to do to upgrade those, including the accessible spaces. And that's really the basic comments. If you have any questions on the rest of them, just give me a call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Robert,
you
switch seats today.
Yeah, switch it up a little bit.
Okay, so I don't do the Robert, then Robert?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have a list of items on here. You're not planning to increase the building size itself on this?
No, we're not.
I do have two sets of conditions. The first one is more for your ADA to make sure that you're compliant for the ADA, the sidewalk, possible handicap ramp. Those are the only things that I'm really going to ask for on this one. If by chance you are planning to increase the building size, there are several other items that do come into play. They are on here. Again, just so you're aware, if you want to increase it, these items then will become compliant to your building itself. I gave my conditions over to the planner. They'll be given to you. If you have any questions, please let us know. Again, the only thing we're going to deal with is the ADA for your project.
Thank you. Robert. Fernando, do you have anything for traffic, please?
No. Comments from traffic, no scoping required as it stands right now.
Thank you very much. Robert?
Just standard requirements from the Water Department.
James, welcome. Anything for us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you plan on expanding the kitchen at all, or
no,
keeping
no.
it as is?
No. In fact, the kitchen's already handicap accessible, 34-inch countertops, so we're not really going to be touching the kitchen.
Thank you, James. Hector, the fire, please.
Standard conditions for fire. There might be a clarification on the occupancy type
okay.
from I-4 to E, but we can talk over the phone.
by it, or you know by chance. Gracie, anything for us, please?
The existing trash enclosure is a single bin enclosure, so you'll need to modify it to our current standard, which is an 8x15. I've added down the detail for you. You'll want to verify with the building division if it's necessary to modify the enclosure for ADA requirements. But other than that, it's existing service.
Now, can I ask questions at this point? Or
no, we got it. Yes, you could.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, please.
Okay.
That's so serious. He's
a joker.
What? I always get one, right? Right, Chris? I always get one in the crowd. I'll be at the improv this weekend.
Put that in the seat.
There we go.
For the trash enclosure, they generate very little waste, almost minuscule. And we were hoping, instead of using the commercial bins, twofold, we wanted to minimize the truck driving up on the site, given that it's the daycare. There will be kids coming on and off throughout the day, getting dropped off and picked up. Can we use residential bins? And they would push them out to the street. It is a residential area right there. They could just be on that, the residential, I don't know if you call it a circuit or pickup schedule. Would that mitigate us having the large and trash enclosure size?
We could discuss that. I've included my contact information,
okay.
Email and phone number.
Okay, great.
We can discuss that.
Okay.
We'll communicate through Polonia.
Thank you.
And representative from Building and Safety is not here yet. Be mindful of the change of occupancy and things. And so as you submit your plans for plan check and fire, they will be looking at that. So, you know, there's those fire safety issues because of the occupancy of the building and the children. With that, do you have any other questions for any of the committee members?
No, I mean, you guys have any questions? I don't think anything. Everything's pretty good so far.
Polona, do you have anything to add?
No, that's it.
Great.
Well, perfect. So hopefully we can get your stuff in within a week or so we can keep this thing moving. And with that, our recommendation is that we move this item to the Planning Commission. I'd like to entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
We have a first and second. Okay.
Second.
We'll see you at Planning Commission when we get there.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Have a good day. Happy Thanksgiving. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number two, please?
Yes. Item number two is development permit type D1801. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an office building containing approximately 38,150 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 4.20 acres. The project site is located on the northwest corner of North Little Mountain Drive and West 27th Street within a commercial office zone. We have found that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act pursuant to Section 15332 infill development projects. And at this time, our recommendation is for the Development and Environmental Review Committee to adopt resolution number 2018-060, approving development permit type D18-01 based on findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval, and finding that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Do you have anything to add to that?
I don't have anything additional to add.
Okay. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Hello, we've talked before. We want to make sure we take care of the existing sewer that goes through a portion of the property that hopefully will be vacated. There are conditions that say we're not going to issue grading permits until the street vacation is completed, which I think you're
aware of that, yes.
Storm drain, we need to take care of that inlet that goes into what will be the vacated street, assuming it's vacated. And other than that, it's pretty regular conditions.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, do you have anything to add to that, please?
The conditions that we had set previously, the last one that we were talking about was the driveway approach. I saw the new site plan. I was gone this last week and I saw the new site plan coming in. From the engineering portion of it, we have no issues at all with that. We're good with it.
Good.
I left my conditions exactly the same. You'll still see the driveway approach on Little Mountain, but since you had moved it over, instead of having to rechange anything, I just left them exactly the same.
Thank you.
So, that's all I have.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Robert. Fernando, do you have anything for us?
Yes, we've provided comments on the initial traffic study. So we're waiting for an updated report.
I did receive comments from Mahmoud yesterday saying that they had reviewed, that traffic had reviewed the revised project plan and they had no additional comments.
Yes, but the conditions that we have in the initial review still stands.
Yes, I think.
Yes.
We, yes.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, I think we
yes.
need, what he's looking for is for us now that we have a different site plan to go back, address the previous comments.
Correct.
That weren't relative to the traffic signal or the drive approach on Little Mountain. Address those comments, change the report to not reflect that drive approach.
Correct.
Resubmit it.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, and we just got approval on that yesterday on the from Mahmoud and for Public Works on the new driveway location.
Yes.
So that report's being revised now. We'll have it back to you here shortly.
Okay. Then we'll review that report and make comments if necessary.
Yes.
That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Hernando. Robert, do you have anything?
Just standard requirements.
This is the business
office.
Would there be any dental facility or anything right there?
Any what?
Dental facility? No.
Industrial kitchen?
Nope.
So
we're good. Thank you, James. Hector, do you have anything for fire?
Just
got provisions. Gracie, what do you think?
New location for the refuse enclosure is fine.
Thank
so
you.
Previous comments from the October 10th meeting still apply.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great. Do you have any questions of any of the committee members?
No. The outstanding items are traffic study resubmittal and obviously approval on that and the vacation. We've been cleared by Planning Commission to go forward with the vacation, get everything together, and then represent it at Planning Commission. I've been communicating with Alex on that. They're working on a commission. They're working towards a commission docket date.
Do you have an idea when that might be?
It hasn't been brought up to me in terms of determining, but
maybe December,
January? Maybe the December or January.
I believe it's going to be the we're not going to make it this month. We're not going to make it December because of noticing. January 1st is on the 2nd. That's the first Planning Commission. You're going to cancel that, I would imagine.
No, our meeting would be the 8th.
The 8th.
Oh, okay. So we I think we might make the 8th.
Okay.
The owner just told me that he just got word that we're looking at the first council date in February for council.
Okay.
So we would probably be able
okay,
to
so we'll coordinate with that.
We've submitted the at-risk letter for submittals, so we'll be bringing that in. We are out of power, thanks to SDG&E and all the fire, or all the high winds and the precautionary measures, so we couldn't print anything. Otherwise, I would have brought them with me.
Okay. All right. Well, if everything goes well with the fire and stuff.
Yeah. Thanks.
So, as it relates to the traffic condition, Are you okay with the approval of the project and subject to whatever recommendations or
yes,
findings
sir.
That the traffic study
yes, sir.
Makes?
Yes.
And we're okay with that, Hernando?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any other questions of the group?
I don't. I just wanted to, one more point of interest, just so you know, is that Alex noticed all the surrounding properties and all the utilities. We got zero comments or
okay.
Pushback of any of the property owners on the vacation, and there's one utility there that we need an easement for.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Anything else, Elizabeth? You good to go?
I don't have anything else.
With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2018-060, approving a development permit type D, 1801.
So So moved.
Second.
Okay. With that, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll keep moving along to the planning commission. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number three, please?
Okay, yes. Item number three is pre-application 18-31, a request to allow the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 2.06 acres into six single-family residential lots with six detached accessory dwelling units. Along with the construction of the required on and off site improvements, the property address is approximately 6824 North Palm Avenue. There is an existing home on the lot now that will be demolished for this subdivision. The area is located in the residential low RL zone. For the formal submittal, we will require a development permit type D and a subdivision tentative tract map for approval by the Planning Commission. Additionally, the project site is located in an area that has been identified as sensitive wildlife habitat for the gnatcatcher. There's some concerns for archaeological sensitivities and mineral resources there, so we are going to ask for an initial study. Beyond that, most of my comments are relatively standard, so I'm going to move it to the rest of the committee.
Thank you. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
Welcome.
Right.
Anything else to add, Chantal?
No, that's it for now.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
All right. It's pretty standard conditions for a tentative track map. We'd ask that you provide a conceptual grading plan when you submit it, the WQMP part of it. You're going to be required to do a SWIP before you can actually do grading because of the size of the property exceeding 1 acre. It is quite a bit of slope to that property, so we'd ask you to be careful about how you're going to space those lots out, retaining walls on the uphill side. You've got some property that adjoins it pretty close on that north boundary. So we just like particular attention paid to that when you do your design work. And we have a set of conditions for you. If you have any questions, thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, do you have anything for us, please?
It's a new track. It's a brand new street. So there's several items that are going to be involved with it. Only thing I can suggest is go through them and take a look at it. I am asking for the dedication for both on Palm Avenue and also Ridgeline. To meet our general plan. That is in here, so I'll have you go through it. The only thing I can really put in there right now to that has any type of question is the back portion of your parcel, the portion that's against the ridge line. We will be asking you to complete the road on the back portion of your parcel up to that. Even though you're not utilizing it, it is still front of your parcel, so you'll end up having to improve that 100 feet or so that you have on the back portion of it. Go through the list. If you have any questions, please contact us. Let us know what you're planning to do with it. Are you planning to go with a public road or a private road?
Private.
A private one?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of the conditions I have written there will go either direction with this. So if it goes private, we can reduce a lot of them that will no longer apply. And again, go through them. Any questions, please give us a call. Let us know. We can set up meetings through your planner and definitely go through and whittle down the ones that don't apply. The ones that do apply that you have questions on, we can explain why or what we're doing. And if need be, we can get our director and our city engineer involved to either reduce it or to have you have a better understanding of what the requirements that we need to have inside it. But there are several. I don't want to go through a whole list. But I gave her two sets. She'll get it to you. But again, please give us a call.
Thank you, Robert. Fernando, do you have anything for us, please?
No comments from traffic. No scoping required.
Thank you. Robert, do you have anything for us, please?
Yeah, new water and sewer mains are required, and it will be within an easement since it's a private road. So standard requirements.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
Yeah, no requirements at this time.
Thank you.
Victor?
Standard comments. This is a draft issue.
There's some missing information on the application itself, but it's on here. So. Thank you. Gracie, do you have anything for us?
Yes, so each dwelling unit and each accessory dwelling unit will have its own trash service. Our code requires that. So each dwelling unit will need a 4x11 concrete pad located out of view of the public right-of-way for storage of those containers. But will there be separate utilities from the main house and the ADU? Like in specifics, the electric service, would that be separate service?
I believe it will be separate.
Okay, that's important only for their benefit because let's say an ADU is vacant and they want to apply for a temporary exemption for trash service because it's vacant. You have to show proof that electric services are not active at the unit. So if it's separate, that's good.
It is.
Yeah. But other than that, we'll need a standard size cul-de-sac for the truck because they will receive curbside service.
I believe that it's a cul-de-sac.
The preliminary drawings do indicate that they're following the city standard.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gracie.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions of the committee?
Regarding the faults of the NIF,
am I a little closer a little bit, or we don't bite?
Sorry, I'm a dead leg right now. regarding the full submittal, because we have a lot of the information already submitted right now, will it need to be resubmitted in the next submittal?
Yes. And so, do you have an environmental consultant that you work with that can do the initial study for you?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a key component, only from a timing standpoint, because we have a public review period that will be it's 20 days that will be required for that. And so, as you start contemplating what your project schedule may be to get to the Planning Commission, so that's got to be done before kind of goes through the process. So be mindful of that. Work with Chantal on that. Do you know who that's going to be? Do you have somebody?
We have two or three that.
Okay.
We have to the point of
and so what we ask is that that you work with Chantal so that we can on the scope of work to ensure that whatever that everyone's on the same page of what's going to be prepared.
Yeah, we can schedule a meeting once you determine which environmental consultant you want to go with. Sit down and just discuss timeline and
okay.
Scope of work.
Do you have any other questions?
Yes, is there any other questions I should be asking you?
I don't have six numbers for you. I can barely get one. But that's about it. So there's no action required on this. We look forward to seeing your formal application.
Thank you very much, everybody. All right.
Take care. Thank you.
You
do the same. Travis, would you kindly introduce item number four for us, please?
Item number four tonight, subdivision 1804 and 1805, and development permit type 1804. This is a property located at the southeast corner of Central Avenue and Washington Avenue. The project today is a request to consolidate 16 parcels into two individual parcels, non-contiguous, to allow the development of two industrial buildings, approximately 108,000 square feet and 180,000 square feet, respectively. This project was subject to an initial study that was prepared, gone through the process, mitigated negative declaration was prepared as a result of that.
Okay.
Our recommendation this morning is to approve this project and adopt the MND.
Okay.
That is all I have.
Anything else to add? That's good.
That's it.
Gracie, would you like to start us off?
Sure. So the smaller building, building one, I do see two refuse enclosures and the locations are good. You'll want to verify with the building if they need to be modified for ADA. The bigger building, building two, I only see one.
And so if, let's say, the building is divided and there's two different businesses, you're going to need another enclosure because they can't share. So that's all. You'll be building our standard, which I'm providing 508 8x15 enclosures.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Hector, I know that we need to get a copy of the plans over to them so they'll work on their conditions. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to that, Hector?
None at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gary, continues, please.
Pretty standard, I think.
That was the drill now?
Yeah. But we have a copy of the conditions for you if you have any special questions.
Okay.
So we're pretty used to Dennis working on those kind of projects, so nothing out of the ordinary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Robert, anything to add to that, please?
The conditions are pretty much the same as we had last time with this. The only thing I'm looking at on this plan, which I didn't do as I was writing it, is your furthermost driveway that's adjacent to the railroad.
Yes.
More than likely is going to be a right-in, right-out only, because they are going to be putting in some medians shortly.
We have been working with SBCTA on the rail crossing. We believe that driveway is actually going to be eliminated.
Going to be what?
Eliminated.
Oh, okay.
There's a possibility of that, and the drive kind of shifts down.
Okay.
Being in the center of the property, it would still, I would assume, be a right in, right out.
So this would be eliminated here, and we would remain just keep this one.
Correct.
My main concern is to make sure that you're working with SBCTA with the improvements that they're working on, so that they're joined together. We're not having a missing link or totally off on stuff, and that we're not going to be violating theirs for trying to get the driveway and stuff.
Right.
So, however you're planning to work with it, we'll definitely work with you on that also.
Okay.
But I have not changed anything. The verbiage may have changed if you look at the conditions. Again, I gave them to Travis from last time. The verbiage may have changed. They asked us, our city engineers asked us to change some of the wording around. Basic same concepts. I don't believe there's anything different. If there is, please let us know. I don't think there was anything truthful. That's all I have.
Thank you. And with that driveway change, well, I need to make sure that that fire would be okay with, make sure that we have the proper access.
Revised plans with some of those.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Fernando, do you have anything?
Yeah, the traffic study has been approved, except for some minor comments that needs to be addressed. And we don't have any more additional comments.
Thank you, Hernando. Robert, anything to add for that, please?
Just standard requirements from the water department.
Thank you. James?
Is this being built as a spec building? You already have a tenant?
No tenant.
It's going to be just our standard contract procedure. So it could be a permit application. You can fill it out and indicate that it's a spec building. And then when the new tenant moves in, they'll have to fill out their own, just in case they didn't put any scrubber down or they're going to do any manufacturing.
Thank you, James. I have a slip here for a Jim Small. Would you like to come up and join us, please?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here on behalf of the residents to live in the area, mainly the Howard and Davis family. They have properties there on Washington in the adjacent area. And their concerns are watching the building construction go up on Dumas, the new warehouse. Some of the things that occurred were not addressed was air quality. During the construction, there was no water trucks majority of the time to keep the dust down. When you have kids, elderly people in the area, that's not good for their health. So that's one of my concerns, or their concerns. Hazardous waste, there's lots that have been graded, old houses tore down, is to try and minimize the hazardous waste conditions and not just arbitrarily have the earth movers come in and start creating dust. The street prior on Washington had been proposed to be turned into a cul-de-sac. I've talked to Jason, and he's assured me that that is not going to occur. Washington from Central to Hornshaw would stay open. I don't see that in the current plans anywhere. That's something there that I think we need to address to be assured that the people have access both ways to go in from Central and also from Hornshaw Road on Washington, because you have one little side street there, which is Ennis, and they only have one access is to come back to Washington. So if there was ever any type of a street problem, they would only have one way in and one way out, and there are elderly people there. The noise with the construction, you can't do much about that, but concerns is to minimize that during construction time because there are people that still live there, elderly and then the kids. The kids is the main concern. That traffic going in and out, they have big trucks going up and down Washington right now, so you add commercial trucks doing grading and what have you, that's going to create a problem there. So those are the insurances that we're looking for to not occur. Not to stop the construction, not to impede their progress, but these concerns be addressed and be followed up on. Because once the construction starts, if nobody follows up on it, these poor people out there have to endure this, and I don't think that's fair. So that's my concerns there.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Do we have a representative from Kimley or Jason, do you want to address those environmental? So as you may be aware, like was mentioned, the mitigated negative declaration was prepared for the project.
Right, I read it.
To address many, including some of these items that you brought forward, there are mitigation measures that are adopted with that, and there's a reporting schedule and that sort of thing to follow up on that. And so maybe Jason, if you could provide some insight as to kind of your development practices and how you intend to, well, obviously you'll comply with the monitoring program, but as well as your kind of your construction practices and development practices.
Yeah,
too.
I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
But, I also want to make certain that I assume your comments are also related to the next development application, which is the west side of the street.
Correct.
Okay. First, I know that there was a concern. I think I saw a couple of you all up there with questions or antennas raised about the vacation of the street. At one point, we had contemplated vacating Washington to a portion and doing a single building. And as you see, the street on the top of is Washington Avenue, so we're no longer doing that plan. And we don't have any intent to, so hopefully that alleviates some of your concern. As it relates to the demo, so we acquired about 30 different properties on this street, plus or minus, and as soon as people have vacated the homes, they're either transients living in there or the homes were being ransacked. And so our intent was to get these properties demolished as soon as possible. All of them, and unfortunately there's a process that we have to do, which is by the AQMD, their quality management district, and it's a 10-day noticing before we can tear these houses down, because a lot of the houses, vintage of them, they have lead paint or asbestos in tiles or insulation. So it's been very challenging because we'll go in there and ask Chad, my associate who's been managing the process, he's going into these homes and there are homeless people living in there, they're doing drugs, they're starting fires. Our intent, we've been trying to get these houses demoed as soon as possible and get the site graded and cleared and all of the hazardous material, what you will, gone.
Can I just interject for a minute? From the city standpoint and law enforcement, are they not able to help assist with the homeless and the drug people and the gang people that are out there so that burden is on them because they're not law enforcement to get these people out? And when I ride through there, I see this continuation of this problem out there, and it's like either nobody cares or is there a law that says you can't get them out of there when they don't legally have possession of the property?
We could address that. What I was going to suggest, if I may, Jason, I know that down in our neck of the woods, when you have a new project, there's typically a sign out there, one of those larger construction signs, and it says if there's any, if you have any concerns with what's going on, please contact. And it usually refers you to either the construction superintendent or someone like that. It doesn't give you Jason's cell phone number, but it gives someone's contact information that if there is a concern that they could is that something that you'd be amenable to?
We will have that on our projects. We haven't gotten to that point yet because our goal has been, because we're on Washington, I'm sorry, on Sam, on Waterman South and East, the prior projects, our goal and our intent was to get those properties demolished as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Same with Washington, because we own all the properties,
right,
and get them fenced and secure so they're not a danger to anybody, especially kids. I have kids myself, and kids tend to wander and get into no good. So our intent was to just get these properties done as quickly as possible. But when we do, as it relates to the mitigation monitoring program, when we do construction, I think as I relayed to you and our before was, you know, we have certain guidelines and rules that the contractors are supposed to follow. Watering, keeping sure that making sure the dust is down, cleaning the street so there isn't debris in the street and whatnot. Those are pretty stringent guidelines that they have to follow, and there are fines when they don't abide by them. It's it goes to who polices it. So that's why we'll put signs up, and I did commit to you guys that we would have and send out letters and notify you of who to contact. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of a chain of command. Contact the site supervisor first, and then if it doesn't get resolved, contact one of us, and we'll take care of it. Our intent is not to be disruptive.
Right.
I know through normal course of construction, there's going to be disruption. There are certain hours that these people, contractors, can work. It's typically 7 to 5. They don't typically work past 5 to 3.
Right.
But they won't start, or they shouldn't start, before 7 in the morning.
I don't think it's so much the hours. It's just the negligence that occurs during construction. And it seems like a few sites there, nobody was monitoring it as far as the contractor. And that shouldn't happen when you still have kids and people live there.
I agree.
Because that's not good for anyone's health.
And we can look at also trying to force all of the construction traffic to the north on the central.
Okay.
So it alleviates or minimizes any potential impact going south to the residents.
Okay. Well, those are some of the assurances that we can get it put in place in writing or something that assures that the people don't have to suffer. Eventually, all of them are going to move out. But during that process, nobody should be subjected to that.
And if you, we appreciate your input in this. If you'd like to, we do the after the meeting. I can give you one of my business cards.
Okay.
Or you can go to the public counter there, right next door here.
Okay.
And ask them there if they can give you one of my business cards. They have our cards up there. You can do that if you don't want to wait. But by all means. Well, thank you for
appreciate
your time.
It.
Of course.
All right. Thank you.
Jason, do you guys have any other questions for me?
Did you? Do you have any questions on the committee members?
No, it's all pretty standard.
Okay.
Used to it. Appreciate your time and your efforts.
All right. You're quite welcome. So with that, I would like to entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2018-067, adopting the mitigated negative declaration and approving Subdivision 1804, Subdivision 1805, and development permit type D 18-04.
So moved.
Second. Okay. There we go. So congratulations.
Thank you.
We look forward to our continued work. Travis, would you kind of introduce item number 5 for us, please? Ditto?
Our continued work.
Okay. Our continued work, yes.
Item number 5 today may sound familiar. this would be Subdivision 1806, Subdivision 1807, and Development Permit Type D 1805. This is a property located on the southwest corner of Central and Washington, immediately opposite of the previous project. This very, very similar development. This time we're proposing to consolidate 21 parcels into the two non-contiguous properties, both approximately 6 acres in size. And then develop 2 individual buildings, one approximately 141,000 and another approximately 147, as buildings 1 and 2, respectively. This was also subject to the same environmental review requirements. There was an MND prepared for this as well. And our recommendation, as with the last item, would be to adopt the resolution adopting the MND and approving the development permit and the subdivisions.
Perfect. Thank you, Travis. Gary, would you like to keep us going?
Yeah. Item 5 has exactly the same conditions of approval. Still the same concerns. SWIPs have to be prepared prior to grading permits. WQMPs have to be approved prior to grading permits. Other than that, somewhat standard conditions for this type of construction.
Okay.
And that's all.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, do you have anything to add to that, please?
They're the same conditions. I think the only thing I had added to this, the original conditions I had asked for the curb and gutter and sidewalk to meet up with the bridge just to the west of your location. I think the only thing I had added on that was the asphalt to meet up with the bridge deck. So I think it's another 20 feet or so.
Okay.
If you have any questions on it, or if you'd like to plot it out and then kind of question us on it, please do so. Other than that, everything else is still the same.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert. Fernando, you'd be first, please.
The traffic study for this project is combined with the previous project, so and which has been approved. So no further comments.
Thank you. Robert, do you have anything else to add to that, please?
It's the same standard requirements.
Thank you. James, anything for us, please?
Same requirements as the other projects.
Hector, anything for fire? Same?
Same as the previous situation. We have application submitted.
Perfect. Thank you. Take us home, Gracie.
Same comments. Yeah, in this, with these buildings, there's only one enclosure. I did notice in the keynotes it mentions trash compactors. I didn't see where on the site plan, but
typically buildings like this, they'll put a trash compactor in one of the dock locations.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a user-driven or a tenant-driven market demand. So.
That'll work.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Jason, do you have any comments? Would you tell Kevin that I'm mad at him for not showing up? I noticed there's some folks in the audience. Anyone have any comments or questions? Just visiting, auditing the class? Okay, great. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2018-068, adopting the mitigated declaration and approving Subdivision 1806, Subdivision 1807, and Development Permit Type D 1805.
So moved.
Second.
All right, Jason.
Thank you.
We're good to go. Thank you very much. With that, I'd like to turn this meeting to the 28th. I'd like to entertain that motion. It's now 10:40.
Somewhere.
Okay. We'll see you in a couple weeks.